And we're going to go out with Journey Around the Sun, the way we started this morning's show, a Mayan Odyssey. Exciting times. Take care, Ohana. Aloha.
Aloha. This is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. And thanks for tuning in, for coming alive with Camille and Rick and special guest Yvonne Gar today. And a special thank you. This program is supported by listeners like you and Brainwaves Kauai. Let's try that again. Okay. Hold on. Okay. So we'll have Brainwaves Kauai here in just a moment. And because they went away there. So this is Coming Alive with Camille and Rick. And this is Intuitive Guided Call-In Radio. And this is the show where you, the listener, are invited to call in with any question that you may have and any question that would help you at this time in your life. So, or you can come questionless. Now, we do have a special guest today. So we are going to be taking calls in the second half of the show. And okay, now I can tell you that thank you for supporting the show, the listeners, and Brainwaves Kauai.
Scientifically validated brain biofeedback therapy is now available on the Garden Island. The licensed professional staff at Brainwaves Kauai has over 30 years' experience treating pain, addiction, PTSD, ADHD, anxiety, and migraine headaches. More information at brainwaveskauai.com.
Open mine eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Can sing for a long, long time.
The views and opinions expressed during this program are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of KKCR, its management, volunteers, board, or underwriters.
Okay, so thank you very much. We are ready to get started. This is Coming Alive with Camille and Rick, Intuitive Guided Call-In Radio. And our special guest today is Sivan Gar. She is a spiritual teacher from the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area. And we are very delighted that she is going to be with us here today. And we're going to do a two-part series with her. She'll also be with us next Sunday. And today we're going to start off talking about what is a spiritual teacher and why would somebody want one. Yeah. And next week she's going to share some practices and exercises with us that all you can use to enhance your own spiritual practice and growth. And so we're very excited, and she'll be calling in just a moment. And let me thank Cameron for a wonderful show again. We will be doing the Worldwide Healing Circle at 12:30 today. We won't be doing names, though. So if you have someone in particular, we'll just ask you to hold them in your heart and share them with everybody from your own heart. Okay. So I think we are about ready to go. And, okay. Aloha, Sivan.
Aloha, Rick.
Hey, you are on the air, and welcome so much to our show.
Thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we're very excited that you're here and really appreciate you taking the time to be with us today.
Yay.
And I think we're going to be sharing a mic here with Camille.
Hi, Camille.
Hi, Sivan. So, we're talking today to Sivan because there's a real amazing thing that's happening on our island. We seem to be attracting beautiful spiritual teachers coming here to offer retreats here and a chance for people to connect with them. And Sivan is the first one coming. She'll be here in September on the North Shore of Kauai from the 16th to the 23rd at Hale Luana in Kilauea. And so we thought it was wonderful. If people probably have already been introduced to her through her amazing videos, I love you, and you are beautiful, and I believe in you. All can be seen on YouTube. And she's doing a beautiful retreat here called Immersion. And we were talking, and we realized that probably the most important thing that anybody could really receive insight on is the healing journey. What are the steps? What does it take? And because Yvonne's a spiritual teacher, the perspective is an accelerated possibility if you are fortunate enough to say yes to a teacher that you can feel in your heart, in your being, that you will be nourished and supported through the best journey of your life. So Yvonne's going to assist us today, and we'll have the first half today of people just getting to feel the possibilities that she introduces to us for themselves. And the second half, we will have everyone be able to call and ask Yvonne questions. And so if you've ever considered having a teacher for the time that we're together today, go ahead and indulge yourself. Let yourself sit in this kind of nourishment and support and deep guidance. And maybe something wonderful will happen today. So here we go. Yvonne is all yours, babe.
Cool. Well, let's start just with a little bit of an overview about how I see the spiritual path, since you started there talking about the basics. And I'll make it short so we can talk about some more specific things, because what I like to do is I like to give people at least one good thing that even if they don't have a teacher, they can take home and work on right away to start to see transformations in their lives. So the overview is that for me, I split the spiritual path really into four parts. The first part is becoming aware of who we are, knowing that there's layers and layers and layers, or imagining that there's layers and layers and layers to each one of us. And it's a never-ending process, but it's a process that once you get in practice of and you begin that really exciting and also scary path of really seeing who you are and what makes you tick, it is a huge part of how you begin to change your life. Really thinking in a simplistic way that we can't change what we don't know exists. And as we know who we are, we can change what we want and keep what we want. The second piece of it is what I call processing pain. Imagining also that all of us has just really an unlimited amount of pain inside of us, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain, past pain, mental pain, everyone can relate to that. And in order for us to be free to really move and live in the world as we would see ourselves as our highest, then letting go and releasing this pain and healing this pain is an important part of being able to reach that freedom that each person is seeking at some level. The third part is opening the heart, learning about the heart, learning about love. And I add this as an actual part because it is the fundamental piece without which we could not do the other two. Because without having that base of that healing energy of divine love, we could not really go through the rest of the processes that we need to go through. And again, it's such a deep learning process of each moment. What is my heart? What is my mind? What is, you know, what is my emotions? What is every part of me? And the fourth part is really just getting the fundamentals down of what is a spiritual path, what does it mean to grow, what is the heart, what is emotions, what is the mind, what is the body, and how do they all interconnect and work together, and how can we make them work together in harmony in the best way possible. So that is kind of the fundamental four. And within that, of course, I'm a teacher. Camille and Rick, and I'm sure everybody knows this, are also teachers. And the key of having a teacher, Camille and I talked about this earlier, there are so many factors within it. The obvious factors are that, you know, it speeds up your path. You have the possibility of having somebody explain to you the basics as I'm talking about, to give you feedback and reflect to you and help you gain your own reflection faster. And yet there are some deeper qualities of having a teacher which are within the magical realm, within the realm that we could say, wow, having an example, having someone around us that is doing their very best to practice unconditional love as a daily and moment-by-moment occurrence, and having gone through what that person went through, there is the idea of osmosis. There is the idea of being able to really kind of stop your seeking and stop your search and stop the desperation and kind of land somewhere and be able to relax and allow all that's inside of you to begin to unveil itself so you can begin to heal. So I could talk a lot more about that. I don't know if you want to add anything, Camille and Rick.
Well, you said that also eloquently and beautifully, and I'm not thinking of anything particular. I did think of one thing.
Okay.
In my experience, a spiritual teacher also has a way of, and I could put this in various ways, but they have a way of helping to push energy through to help you release faster, to help you move through your pain faster, to help you expand your willingness and your perception of what the world may be that you weren't aware of before.
That's perfect. Yes. Definitely.
Great.
One of the things that I start out talking to people about is just really simply kind of desire. What is it that you really want? So many people just have either a very basic need or desire that they either want their life to work better or they don't want to be in any pain anymore. And it's kind of important if you are moving forward on a spiritual path, it's a very big undertaking. And while there's a way we can describe it that it's very simple, it's a very easy road, we also know that there's something clouded around that, because the whole world isn't necessarily moving in that direction together. I think more and more are. So for me, one of those pieces is getting super clear about what is it that you are wanting to achieve. What do you really desire? And I'll kind of give you an example. It could be something as simple as somebody saying, okay, I don't like my job, and I don't want to be here anymore. And that's something that everybody can relate to, and it's kind of can be a common thought. And yet there's another possibility of imagining, well, where would you like to be? What would you like your job to be? And instead of making movement, saying, okay, I hate my job, you make movement from a place inside of you that says, wow, I am so excited to have a new job. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like an idea that pertains to the spiritual path specifically, because that your desire needs to be that clear. There's another example that I thought of that's, you know, also very simple, but I think also people can relate to it, and it has to do with me and my past and smoking cigarettes. Uh-huh. So I was a cigarette smoker when I was younger, and I, of course, probably like a lot of people, went through many, many, many times of trying to quit, and always started again. And at some point I realized that one of the experiences that I had was that even if I quit smoking, even if it was for a two-year stretch, during that two-year stretch, I always saw myself as a smoker that just wasn't smoking, but wanted to, mm-hmm. but just wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I realized that I was really looking and desiring the wrong thing, that what I really wanted was to be a non-smoker. I didn't want to be a smoker that was quitting smoking.
Right.
I wanted to be someone who was just a non-smoker, where it was a non-issue, and I really had no desire for that at all. And so once I shifted that, I did an entire thing, which I'll kind of move into in a minute, where I actually picked a date a year in advance. It was a meaningful date to me. And said, okay, on that date, that's what I'm going to do. And so I really built so much energy. And what I did during that year was I decided that I was going to also stop fighting the part of me that was addicted to cigarettes, giving myself this wide space of saying, no problem, on that day, I'm a non-smoker. And so for me, that was my successful moment and the point where I actually quit smoking and never desired them again.
Wow.
On a spiritual path, if you look at it, it's important to kind of connect with what do you desire. And that desire, is it simply something, as I was saying before, like, okay, I just want to be free of pain, or I wish my life would work better, or I want, you know, to make more money, or, you know, those things perhaps leading you in a direction that you may not really want to go but don't really know it. If you shift that and say, well, what is it that I really desire? I desire to know love, to love and be loved. I desire to feel good. I desire inner peace. I desire inner strength. I desire total freedom to self-express. Those are the kinds of things, if you can kind of follow the picture of what I'm saying and relate. I know that maybe smoking doesn't relate to this in some people's minds, but if you can follow that train of thought, it's the idea that you kind of create what it is that you want versus what it is that you don't want. And that piece is important because your desires are actually drawing you forward. And so if you hate your job and you just say, I want to leave my job, maybe you get fired. Maybe you get laid off. Maybe you leave desperately, but you get into a job that you don't like any better.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really get that focus on what it is that you want, then you have a much higher possibility of seeing the opportunities and signs that will lead you there. The second piece that I was talking about that's important, at least in my experience, is the idea of stopping as much war inside of you as possible. So that's the idea of surrender and acceptance. So for me, as I said, once I said, okay, I'm going to quit 1 year from today, I stopped judging myself, which was really truly every second of every day. I was judging myself at some level for being a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
And if I wasn't judging myself, I was judging others for judging me. You know, it was a vicious cycle.
Mm-hmm.
But once I just made this agreement and I was able to say, okay, in 1 year, I'm going to stop fighting this. I'm going to smoke for this year. It's totally okay. And this is okay. Just keep going. Then what happened was that the actual time in physical time and space that I was using to worry and judge myself and be in a war about my addiction to cigarettes, I all of a sudden had an incredible amount of time and energy to put into either my life as I wanted it to be or to put into my idea that I was a non-smoker. And that's kind of the idea. People ask a lot of questions about what surrender is and acceptance,
mm-hmm.
and really how can it be powerful, because people generally see surrender as something where they're going to lose their power versus something where they're going to actually gain power. So starting out, you can ask yourself, what are you looking for? What are you desiring? And can you adjust that and change that to get closer to an accurate reading of really what you want to create with your life? And can you also simultaneously surrender to the fact that you're not there yet?
Mm-hmm.
Not so you won't try to achieve it, but so you will stop the judgment inside of yourself that you're not there yet.
Yes.
Say that again.
Oh, can you say that again so we can really take that in?
Okay. So most people feel that surrender is giving up and giving up achieving their goals or putting themselves in an unsafe position. But the truth is that for me, you continue to walk every day and talk every day on a path to attempt to achieve every goal that you want. And the idea of surrendering to the fact that you have not achieved your goals yet is simply stopping the part of you that's judging yourself for not being there yet. When you stop judging yourself, you have now freed up so much more time. You know, and it's an interesting thing about our emotions and our worry that what people don't think about is that they actually take up time. And most people don't know that they take up time because they're mm-hmm. still moving and doing things, mm-hmm. but they don't realize that they're not moving as quickly, they're not doing their jobs as effectively because so much of their consciousness is wrapped up in whatever concerns and worries that they have or judgments. When you surrender and say, okay, I am where I am right now, and I'm going to work each day to be better and do better, then at that point, I don't have to judge myself anymore because I'm okay with the fact that I'm not there yet.
Mm-hmm. So it's accepting yourself right where you are in this moment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And for me, some of those pieces are important to get kind of dialed in inside of yourself so that you don't only, you know, okay, I'm supposed to accept, okay, yeah, everybody talks about that on a path, but I also know why. I get it. I start to know what I'm looking for, what feelings, what vibes, you know, what direction.
Well, that is, you've said that all so clearly and straightforward, and it's a lot to soak in.
It's a really beautiful for me to hear that kind of clarity, to be able to just be relaxed and listen to that. And the desire that a lot of people have in the world that I travel in and who are listening to our show is to feel that they matter, that their love matters. And in some way or another, everyone is participating in adding their gifts as healers on the planet. So that brings us right now to what we do at 12:30,
mm-hmm.
which is our worldwide healing circle.
Well, before we get into that, I did want to say we do have some information about the fundraiser for Japan that is happening that I want our listeners to know about. And also, we have another underwriter who is supporting our show. So let's do those things and we'll get into the healing circle. So listen up to Support Japan.
Share your aloha with our brothers and sisters in Japan at a day of music and food, Kani Kapila style, at the Aloha Kauai for Japan Benefit Concert, Sunday, August 14th at Vedina Soccer Field in Lihue from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., featuring over 20 performing acts on two stages and 35 food vendors. All proceeds from ticket sales and silent auction benefit the children, families, and businesses directly affected by the disasters in Japan. Tickets available island-wide and at the gate.
Okay, so yes, that is today until 3 o'clock. So, and
I talked to the organizer yesterday. And he was lovely, and he said he'll probably go more to around 5.
Oh, okay. Great.
Because they have 21 or 22 performing groups.
And also, this program is supported by the Hawaii Meth Project.
Hawaii Meth Project is a statewide prevention program aimed at significantly reducing meth use among Hawaii's teens through public service messaging and community outreach. The Hawaii Meth Project's core message, "Not Even Once," speaks directly to the highly addictive nature of meth. For more information, visit hawaiimethproject.org.
Okay, thank you very much for that message. Okay, and this is Coming Alive with Camille and Rick and C. Vaughn. And this is KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea. And now, Camille, we are ready for our healing circle.
And Gabi came in the house. Does that mean we're going to be oming?
Yeah. What do you say, Gabi?
She's the only one that can ohm in this group. The rest of us just kind of
uh-oh.
Sound a little miserable. But you know what? It's the thought that counts, and it's where your heart is. And the ohm is the vibration of the hum of our universe, and we all carry that in our beings. And in the healing circle, we're going to ask everyone to just put themselves into a place of standing side by side with everyone you love and feeling your love for them and their love for you. And then just put anyone you know who needs assistance into the center of the circle. And we're all kind of gathering up all the listeners around the world. And the power of the breath and the power of our intention and our desire to assist people in pain. I particularly want to put the people of Somalia into the center of the circle today. Send them all of our love. And I'm not going to read names today. We'll just do oming, and everyone silently put their names in the circle.
And Sivan, you are welcome to om along with us, and Gabi's here to om with us.
Maybe that will really help.
Our listeners, too.
Turning into the second half of Coming Alive with Camille and Rick and Through the Guided Calling Radio, and we have Sivan Gar, spiritual teacher from California, who's going to be coming here to our island doing an amazing retreat, immersion, on September 16th to the 23rd. It's at Hale Lawana in Kilauea. And you can go to Sivan's website, and it's S as in Sam, I, V as in Victor, A, N as in Nancy, GARR.com. And it's a privilege to have Sivan with us, to have her energy that she's sending to the island and sending around the world to everyone today. And we are really looking deeply at the healing journey. What are the steps? Where do we go? How do we get there? Sivan has taken us through how to look at a desire, how to walk through a desire, how to ask for what you want. And we're going to have a second part to this wonderful opportunity with Sivan next Sunday also. So, Sivan, what is the next thing you want to offer us? The people, people can start calling her now. If you would like to call and ask questions, this woman is just really so beautifully able to assist each individual unique need. So we're pretending we're all her students right now and drinking in what it is that she is bringing us. So call us at 826-7771. Or toll-free, 866-275-1112, from anywhere in the United States. And you know you can always tune in on kkcr.org and click on Streaming Live. And you can send us questions for the future shows at rick@ricksheart.com. Okay, we'll see. Probably everybody's so engaged and listening to Sivan. But some of you might unearth yourselves to get to the phone and utilize this opportunity. And I promise not to whine today if you guys call up and go for it.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, isn't he good?
Sivan, you talked about experiencing our own pain as a part of the process. And my question is, because so many of us try to avoid pain and find it unpleasant to experience pain, emotional pain, mental pain, as well as physical pain, what can somebody do to break through that resistance and actually have an experience where they're able to feel their emotional pain, in particular, inside themselves?
You know, I would actually talk about this kind of from two directions. One direction that I would talk about it from is that I'm not opposed to stopping pain. So if somebody has a headache, I would say, sure, take an aspirin. The idea of the pain that we have to go through on a spiritual path is, one, that there is going to be pain that's going to come up that you are not going to be able to take an aspirin for. And if that happens, then I want you and I want myself to have tools, to have strength, and to have stamina to endure whatever that is we have to go through. So for me, it is partially about building those parts of us inside that can actually deal with emotional pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it is knowing when that there's nothing you can do about it, and knowing when you are trying to suppress and when you're trying to force something that maybe doesn't need to happen or need to happen yet.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of from a spiritual path perspective once you get going. In general, if there are people that actually have a really intense way of suppressing their emotions, I actually work with a young man right now who actually never had a conscious experience of his emotions, but watching him talk, what happens for him is his face twitches.
Mm-hmm.
So you can begin to see what emotions he's expressing, but he's not aware of it. So working with me, he is now being able to feel, express his feelings, and be okay with that. And, of course, his face is twitching less.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, if people have that inner experience of not having emotions and not being aware, the first step is just really being clear that, one, they're suppressing, and two, that in order to fully engage in life, that they're going to need all of their emotions, because once we suppress the negative ones, we're also suppressing the positive mm-hmm. ones, and we start to just become this dull line. So it's kind of for me getting the idea first, if you get what I'm saying.
Yes, I do. Now, you mentioned tools was one of the things you talked about. And is that the kind of thing that I don't know if you can really adequately talk about specific tools, or is that the kind of thing that as somebody's teacher, you walk them through at the time and support them through using those tools?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful.
Because there's a certain amount of our pain, or this is just another observation, there's a certain amount of our pain that is just the reaction to our pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing a teacher would do is help you lessen the impact of your reaction and just deal with the pain at hand, what's really happening. And then put tools and concepts and ideas into place that can support you through dealing with that until it moves out.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we have time today, but we may not. But next week, if we don't have time today, I can give you kind of the overview of the path of evolution and how you get to the place where you allow pain to go through you. You not don't attach to it. It goes through you faster, and you're done with it faster.
Mm-hmm.
This brings up for me the fact that there's a lot of ways to work with individuals. And one of the ways that you're doing in your work is by giving retreats. And I love doing that same thing. I feel that a retreat is a time where we're choosing to nourish ourselves, takes ourselves a little bit outside of the everydayness, and just on purpose say, I'm dedicating myself to myself right now.
Right.
So you're doing a retreat, and what is it about a retreat for you that has value, and do you feel it accelerates things, or what would you say to people who would be looking at retreats in the future, or considering what ways do they want to participate in their own healing?
You know, the reason why I do retreats and am doing retreats is I kind of tested it out a few years ago. I did a couple, and what I saw was that the results were so exaggeratedly increased in the people that participated that for me it was an important part of my work. It became an important part of my work to actually give people that time. So there's a few ways to look at it. One, as you said, we're all busy, we're working, we're doing our lives, we're raising our children, and we don't necessarily have the kind of time we'd like to put into just completely immersing ourselves in a healing experience. So for me, the retreat has several factors that create the possibility of them being super effective. One is that people are spending really 24 hours a day with me for 7 days. And it's not just me, but it is a lot of people that are all committed to healing. And so everyone is coming to this 7-day period with the full intention that's pretty much the same. And everyone is supporting each other in that. So when people get to spend 24 hours a day with me, we're not just then, you know, having, you know, a group together or a private time together. We're really having real life together. So real time issues can come up on the spot and be worked with much more deeply
mm-hmm.
than me just responding to their question about what happened today. I'm there when it happens. I can give feedback when it happens. Also, at that point, a relaxation begins to happen. People start to let their guards down, and therefore, much more of who their real life, you know, person is exposed and can be worked on. Also, to have such a variety of people brought together, pretty much for everyone, there's going to be someone that reminds you of someone that provokes you or reflects you or asks the questions that you couldn't ask. And so now in a retreat environment, you're in the perfect place to learn how to effectively clear and heal relationships. Doing that in a group gives you the experience and skills to take that back your life. And then, of course, there's just the idea of getting to be in the presence of your teacher for that much of the time soaking up their energy and guidance and words and example, and we don't all get to do that so much. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, I've had so many extreme results from the retreats. And it's not that people don't have results otherwise. Of course they
right.
do. But the retreats offer this kind of leap, huge leap, that people may otherwise not get. So, for example, I actually have a young man that suffered from anxiety pretty much, in his words, his entire life. And during the retreat and what he experienced there, his anxiety left. That was a year ago, and he has not had any anxiety at all since. For him, this is a miracle
yeah.
because it was his entire life.
Wow.
And there's, you know, several stories that I have like that. I had one young man who'd been jobless for 2 years and has had chronic health problems. And during the retreat, he was actually offered a job by someone, and not saying that it was related to the job, but also his health problems immediately began improving, and he's now back in good health and has that great job.
Wow, that's amazing.
So that's kind of like an aside. Obviously, you know, it's not a necessarily, that's not going to happen to everyone, but every single person has reported and shown huge benefits.
Wow.
So for me, it's just so important. And I only do this once a year. So the 7 days, I mm-hmm. do 2 to 3 day ones throughout the year, but the 7 day experience takes everything to a whole new level. And I really commit my entire time. I'm available to mm-hmm. everyone 24 hours a day for the full 7 days.
Is there a reason why you picked Kauai?
Because you're there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, other than that, I had picked Kauai for the 7 day retreat because there is something about Kauai that's very soft, very gentle, very nurturing, very healing, and it provides the perfect environment. It's not rushed. It's not crazy.
Mm-hmm.
We can go to the beach. We can go shopping. We can go hiking and not spend hours and hours getting to these places. So Kauai is just a beautiful place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I do want to remind our listeners that coming up in 10 minutes at 1 o'clock is Gabi with Shift Happens. Always enlightening and fun and beautiful, so stay tuned.
You know, this is... such a pleasure, Sivan, that you're able to be with us. And I think people are just sitting there really drinking from what's happening. I can feel that. So it's okay, you guys, you didn't call, but you better call next week.
Yeah, I'll be back next week.
That's right, she'll be back.
You know, I'd like to say one more thing about the retreats.
Yes, you can.
There may be people in Kauai that would be interested in at least meeting us, but not being able to go to the retreat. And I really want to put it out there that if anyone wants to, we're going to be, you know, going to the beach, going out to lunch, doing a few things during the day. And if somebody is really interested and they want to email me through my website, I would be happy to invite folks out to lunch with us.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Okay. We'll be there.
Well, I hope so.
Okay. That's actually wonderful. So that would be at sivangar.com. And you can just remember how to spell her first name, the S-I-V, S in Victor, A-N-G-A-R-R.com. And we're going to start wrapping it up. We have about 4 minutes left. Is there anything that has come to you that you want to kind of close with for people to have just a sense of having been able to be with you today? What would be the last thing you want to give them or give us?
I think all I would really say is that beyond anything I would have to say in all of these details and explanations is that really my aim and my goal and my commitment each day is to love and to love each of you in the biggest and most amazing way I possibly can.
Well, and I just want to say I know that that is your commitment in your life, and I know that you really follow through on that and really bless your students and your community and the world with the love that you share, and you've certainly blessed me with it. So I want to thank you and give you much gratitude.
Thank you, Rick.
So everyone, next week, Sivan will be back. So you could start emailing her questions. You can email Rick at ricksheart.com and ask questions and be ready for it next week. And we will go out with a little music and just a really big mahalo to my sweet, beloved friend, Sivan, for being with us today. And Gabi will be with us in a couple minutes. And everybody, take good care of yourself today and just be gentle and kind and relax. Just relax. It's Sunday.
And I want to remind you all that next week with Sivan, we're going to talk about some specific tools and practices that we can all use. So thank you so much. Thank you, Sivan. Thank you, listeners. We love you all. Many, many blessings to you.
Open mine eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Open mine eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine.
Sometimes we miss and do the best. Remember this. It's all love. What we're calling for.